We discussed in a previous halakha yomit the laws of Yehud, that in a case where the husband is in the city, so that already protects the cases against Yehud. As we explained, that Yehud is permissible for a lady to be with a man or two, etc., if her husband is in the city. Different reasons amongst the Rishonim were given how that heter works. The prevalent opinion is brought down by the Ri Miluniel, one of the Baalei Tosafot, and he explains it because she is scared that the husband will appear. The husband has access. The husband can come home. And therefore, since she is scared, so that'll control her from making avon. That's the way the Rambam understands it, and that's the way the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch as well. It's interesting, Rashi, in Masechet Kiddushin, that the Hida learns from the language of Rashi that it's not that the lady is going to be scared, but it's the man that's going to be scared. That he knows that the husband's in town, so he's scared to do anything because he's going to get into trouble. So it seems there's a machloket amongst the Rishonim where the fear is, where the fear lies. But like I said, the prevalent opinion is that she is apprehensive because she knows the husband is in the city. So the question was asked by the Aharonim, does this apply even in a case where the husband does not know where his wife is? Which means if it's in the house and the husband knows that the wife is home, so clearly the husband could walk in at any time. But if the husband doesn't know where the wife is, so is there still a fear factor? Or do we say, well, he can't find her, so therefore do we say that it doesn't help, the fact that he's in the town? So it's actually a great machloket amongst the Aharonim. Rav Chaim Palachi says that it's asur. But the whole logic is that he could walk in, but he's got to know where she is. But if it's in a place where he doesn't know where she is, so therefore you will have a problem of Yehud. And that's why also Rav Eliashiv also was posek like that, lechumrah. However, there are many Aharonim that said that when the Gemara says if the husband is in the town, it's the fact that it makes her apprehensive on her own, even if the husband doesn't know. It's in her. She's scared to do anything knowing that the husband's around, even if he doesn't know where she can be found. That's the opinion of Rav Chida. That's the opinion also of the Chazon Ish. Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach also agreed to that. And Chacham Ovadia Yosef as well. So therefore the halakha, there are enough opinions to be lenient in a case where the husband is in the town, even if he doesn't know where exactly the wife is, but still we say she is apprehensive, she's scared, there's a fear factor, and therefore the laws of Yehud are waived, even if the lady was alone with a man, or as we said, workers come to the house, etc. Let's say, for example, the lady was in the city, and she was shopping or something like that, and she went up to offices to see merchandise. So since her husband is in the city, in the same town, so therefore, even though he doesn't know exactly which office she's in, she's going around shopping, so there would be no law of Yehud on that case on the lady, because the heter of Ba'ala Ba'ir, as Rav Chida said, even in a case where the husband does not know exactly where she is at that time. Now already we defined it clearly, what exactly this heter of Ba'ala Ba'ir, how it works, and we gave a leniency that it applies even in a case where the husband does not know where the wife is.